at the Maxwell Show, 216-578-1007. 1-800-348-1007. And website is MaxwellShow.com. Browns coverage begins here, coming up at 7 o'clock here, FM Home, flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS. Before I get to the whore around 6:30.
This is my outfit. I even decorated my stomach. It's really three.
There you go. That's coming up here about 6:30. So, before we came on the air, we're in the office, and Pantera shows me this clip from YouTube of this band. These kids are Hispanic. The drummer's probably 7. The bassist is probably 4. The lead guitarist and vocalist is probably 11. And look at the little girl up there, like, banging her head. The name of the band is The Gauchos. They're a Hispanic sensation, yes. I mean, that kid's got to be, what, 4? No. I mean, he's probably, what, like 8?
Maybe.
That kid's probably 8 or 9, and he's probably, what, 12?
Maybe.
Damn, dude. Robert Trujillo, look out, man. This guy's going to be gunning for your gig. And then when they start to sing, you're going to love it. The little girl totally sings the chorus. It's very funny. It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. She's cute.
Damn.
Oh, my God. There's a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, dude. They do Slipknot. Hold on a minute here.
Let's Hallowed see. Be Thy Name.
Yeah, from May. Hold on, buddy. They got... yeah, they do some Pantera. But that's not very good, actually. Oh, my God, dude. Hold on. Here's a Smoke on the Water. Here we go, from the Gauchos, buddy. Okay. That's all we need to hear of that. Is Schumacher here today? I don't think he is.
Oh, I don't know.
Is our web guy here today? Have you seen him? Because I sent him something. I'm not sure if it's up, but we should probably get these up. It's pretty funny stuff.
I'll email it to him right now.
Yeah. Very funny, though. Thank you for showing me that. Very funny. Something funny about seeing kids in elementary school bust out maidens. So Friday, on Real Time, he actually gave a little bit of TV time to Sean Combs. Mm-hmm. To Diddy, or Daddy, or whatever the... hell, he calls himself. I still hate Sean Combs, dude. I hate this guy. But Bill Maher also did a real good job of making Sean not look like a moron. Know what I mean?
I could tell from the clips.
I mean, he was playing nice with him and obviously wanted him to come across in a positive light. He didn't really ask him any tough questions. And we have some of that sound right here. And don't worry, buddy. They talk God, Stansberry.
I know.
Yeah, they talk God there.
I know.
Diddy on the Real Times from Friday night from HBO.
Usually when, but I am, you know, at his disposal and the country's disposal if they need.
That's okay. We're good.
Right.
We're good. I don't need you. I'm good.
Right.
The less Diddy in my life, the better.
When he's ready to open Obama Records, then maybe we'll shoot you a call, buddy.
But until then, just back off.
Yeah, this guy's a jackass, man.
I don't think he's a jackass.
He's a jackass, Chunk.
No, does he?
Sean Combs is a jackass.
Some of his, like his Obama blog, the Diddy Obama blog. Yeah, that.
Yeah,
Diddy.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a jackass.
They need me.
No, we're good. We're good. We got this. People who are qualified, Diddy, have this. We're good. Oh, my God, this guy. I don't know if I'd even feel bad if he was... If Diddy died, I don't think I would feel bad.
Why would you say something like that?
Because I hate him.
I don't think you hate him. I think he annoys you, but I don't think there's actual hate for him.
Does he have kids?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'd feel bad for the kid.
Yeah, he's had twin daughters.
He's black in the entertainment industry. Does he have kids?